to make snow, you basically need cold air and water. It really is that simple. And our guns are called, or what's called fan guns, and we have three of them. Two of them are quite old, called Headco snowmaking guns, and then we did purchase a new one about 5 or 6 years ago. It's all water that is gravity-fed from Cropley Lake, so it's a rather inexpensive system to run, and we hope to add a couple guns over the next couple years to make it, to allow us to make snow even quicker and faster. You know, they work by basically, there's a compressor in each one that makes compressed air, and then you add water at greater than 200 PSI and a big fan to it, and it really shoots it up in the air, and then it crystallizes and forms snow in the air and then falls to the ground. It's a very cool system, and you know, if you ever want to come up and take a look, just find a cold day earlier in the year and drive up to Eagle Crest, and you can see them in action.
Well, actually, I was up there several weeks ago in the middle of the night while the aurora was going, and saw one of your guns in action. That's why I was that's why I asked.
Yeah, they're very, very neat pieces of equipment, and there's lots of different types of snow guns, and we're relatively limited here at Eagle Crest with which ones we can run, mainly because our water supply is a gravity fed system, so a lot of it works on water pressure, and if your lake isn't changing elevations anytime soon, so you have to deal with the pressure that you're dealt.
And is there any difference in the type of snow between a natural gravity-fed water from a lake and maybe water from the city water system?
Well, I mean, the city water system would be treated, so I'm not aware of a snowmaking system that would use, you know, chlorinated water per se. But you can adjust the type of snow that your guns are making really based on the amount of water that you're going to put out of each gun. So as the temperature rises, you actually cut back on the amount of water that's pushed out the nozzles, and then when the temperature drops to around 20, you can really open them up wide open. Depending on a lot of it is humidity and wet bulb temperature, the type and wetness of the snow will change, and it can be anywhere. We really like to make kind of a wetter snow this time of year for building your base, and then you can put some drier stuff on top of it if you wanted to.
Oh, okay. So it's not just as simple as hooking up a hose and flipping the switch. You got to...
No, you're monitoring it. You know, when we're making snow, we have staff on, you know, 24 hours a day. You know, they're checking the guns about every 20 minutes to half an hour. And, you can adjust things like the height and the wind will play with it. You know, if the wind starts blowing back onto the gun, it can ice itself up really quickly. So it's one of the things that they're always looking after. But you adjust the amount of water going to them, and that'll determine the type and quality of snow you're making.
Do you have guns operating on the upper part of the mountain?
No, unfortunately, due to the pressure coming from the lake, we can really, our snowmaking stops about a third of the way up the lower mountain. So if you're looking at the faces of like Ego, Sourdough, and Sneaky, we can make snow about a quarter to a third up those trails, and then that's the extent that we can do it. To do anything more would be a heavy investment into booster pumps and other things to move water around the mountain, which is very cross-prohibitive at that point. So right now we supplement it with what we can and then wait for Mother Nature.